the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
We are 18 days away from the high school football season. Throughout the state of Utah, it's coming up August 18th. The action will get real. And right here on KOAL, we'll bring you live coverage of Emory and Summit Academy. In that same division, the 3A North, Emory shares it with the Carbon Dinos. And Carbon is opening up the year with the Manti Templars, and they actually begin practicing earlier today. And joining us right now over the phone to talk about the first day of practice, also talk about the camp that took place last week, and we'll get into the regular season. We have Coach Josh Huntsman of the Dino Football Squad. Coach, as always, we do appreciate you taking out the time for us. Thank you.
Yeah, it's glad to be on. I'm happy to talk to you.
Yeah, well, always happy to get you on, that's for sure. The start of the season, it's right around the corner. I mean, we are 18 days away from kickoff as far as the high school football season goes here in the state of Utah. You guys recently wrapped up your camp, started practice today. We'll get to that in a second, Coach. First off, how did Camp Carbon go this year?
Well, you know, we bounced around a little bit. We did camp out East Carbon for a day or two. Then we went into Helper, practiced in Helper for a little bit, you know, so we're trying to get out in the community, let people see, you know, kind of what we're doing.
As far as the participation, I know that's always the main hurdle, the big hurdle for Carbon High School Athletics. Was the participation up from what it was last year?
It's down a little bit this year. We had some guys that decided it wasn't for them, didn't come back this year. We're looking at right around 50 kids. That'll probably give us two teams, so we'll have a varsity team. We'll probably end up playing a freshman and sophomore group together. So, you know, there won't be that three games a week. It'll just be two for us.
That's okay, right? I mean, looking at the grand scheme of things, is that a big deal?
No, it's really not. You know, the nice thing is if we can get with the coaches early, they'll put us in a sophomore game to where we'll just play freshmen and sophomores, and there won't be any juniors, you know, that will be playing down against those kids. And it'll give them an opportunity to grow and actually play against, you know, kids their own age.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it would be a bad deal at all. What were some of the things that you guys went through during the camp, Coach? Some of the things that you guys tried to outline and implement in the camp?
You know, fundamentals and muscle memory. We worked with our kids quite a bit. If your muscles just remember how to do it each and every time, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about, you know, do I need to take this step or do I need to take this step? Your body will just do it naturally. So muscle memory was huge for us throughout camp. And, you know, this morning as we were going through stuff, you could see that some of that muscle memory has taken with our kids, and things were a little bit easier as we were going through it today.
As far as the practicing goes, I mean, first day of practice, it's always hard to assess the way things are, you know, how things looked in that. But, Coach, after day one, I mean, if you go back to last season, your first year as head coach, how do you compare the two?
Well, you know, you still have to go through the state acclimatization rules, and so we're just in helmets today. But, you know, you look at our kids, we were teaching, you know, last year we were teaching get into a stance here, this is who you're blocking, this is what you're doing. This year, you know, we're calling plays and allowing our kids to actually get where they need to be because they've been in the offensive system for a year. They kind of understand it. Our young guys are still trying to pick it up. But, you know, we can get them into their stances, get them where they need to be, and they're actually, you know, running through plays instead of us having to walk through each play individually and reteach. So that's been nice.
Yeah, definitely put you guys a little bit more ahead of where you were. I mean, you spent the first few weeks going over that stuff last year, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We were into the first game, and we only had six plays in our book. So, you know, it's nice that we actually have a whole playbook in our book, and we can roll from, you know, one offense to the other offense. We're going to, you know, add a few things this year that we're going to be able to do. We've kind of revamped a little bit of our, you know, our power run game. So, I mean, it's going to be more consistent this year.
You were here about a month and a half ago, Coach. We were talking about the offseason and some of the things that you guys wanted to change, and you did mention a little bit about the philosophy offensively, how you guys have kind of expanded that a little bit. How much different will it look than what we saw last year?
You know, last year we tried to stick with, you know, the three basic plays out of double wing. This year we're going to expand it to about eight or nine plays. And then, you know, we've got a split back system that we're going to look at, you know, implementing it. It gives us an opportunity to throw the ball a little bit more, gives us an opportunity to run some of the same plays that we run out of our double wing set. And so, you know, there needs to be a balance. You got to be able to run the ball to throw the ball, and then you've got to be able to run to throw the ball to run the ball. And so we're looking at that a little bit more. We just want to keep teams honest. You know, a lot of teams have been packing 9, 10, 11 guys in the box, and it's tough to block that out of double wing. So if we can get into another offense, we'll spread the field out a little bit, give us some well-defined rush lanes, I think we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, obviously when someone's stacking, you know, that many guys in the box, you can definitely do some work downfield. Do you have a quarterback this year that you feel can get the ball downfield?
Yeah, we have a couple that we're looking at right now. You know, Noah Jones, the sophomore, has done a great job for us. Triton Abeta is gonna compete for that job as well. And then Braxton Swearington is going to compete as well. So, I mean, we have three guys who are vying for that position. And, you know, competition's good. And that keeps you on your toes, keeps you doing the things the right way. And, you know, and then we'll make a judgment call once we get closer to the Manti game as to who our starter will be. And you know, we'll go with it.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football team. Coach, you guys did say goodbye to a lot of seniors that had played for Carbon High, you know, for 3-4 years. Peyton Fawcett, Dallin Maurer, Logan Olson, these are kids that had, you know, key roles within the team over the last few seasons. Those are some tough shoes to fill, aren't they, from a leadership standpoint, no less. And then again, we talk about Peyton and Dallin the last time you were in the studio. Those were two kids that went to the All-Star game. So those are some big shoes to fill.
Definitely some big shoes to fill. You know, we've got kids who are stepping up in those positions and who will do a good job. You know, we carry that philosophy, next man up. And so, you know, our young kids have stepped up and they're ready to step into those leadership roles and take over that. You know, we have to have that, you know, next man up philosophy because we're down in numbers this year. And so, you know, if you get hurt in your position, there's a guy that's right there ready to take it. And, you know, we'll look all the way from senior all the way down to freshman. So if you're the best player, you're going to be playing in that position. So, you know, definitely some big shoes to fill. But we've got kids that are really excited to step up into that position. You know, we lost Tristan Armstrong for the first 3 weeks. He goes in and gets his physical on Thursday. Friday has an appendectomy, and so we've lost him for 3 weeks. Had another couple of kids who have had wisdom teeth pulled, but I mean, you know, you just next man up. That's kind of the philosophy for us right now. So we'll have guys that will step into those positions and that will do a good job.
As far as the leaders on the team goes, anyone emerged? Did you see anyone in camp or maybe even the first day of practice that you look at and you say, okay, there's our vocal leader or one of our vocal leaders?
Well, we're looking, you know, again, Tristan Armstrong, even though he's hurt, he's, you know, he's kind of gimpy with the appendectomy. He's one of our vocal leaders. He does a great job for us at middle linebacker, and he's going to lead our defense. Ryan Janute on offense has done a great job for us. You know, this will be his second year at center, and, you know, bigger, stronger, understands our offense even better. And so he's going to be a great vocal leader for us. And we got seniors on down the line who have stepped up and into that role and said, you know what, this is our team. It's our time. It's time to put our stamp on this thing.
One of the interesting aspects of this year's team, Coach, you take a sophomore this season, a kid that you worked with as a freshman. I mean, they don't know any other high school varsity coach at this point in time other than Coach Josh Huntsman. I don't know what that number is, the amount of freshmen that you guys have coming into this year, or maybe even the sophomores who are now juniors. Have you seen tremendous growth as far as not only the philosophies, but what you want them to accomplish, knowing that they got to play under you last year, and they weren't like in the middle of a transition as some of the seniors that we just talked about were?
You know, there's definitely a comfort level that some of these kids have with you because you're all they know. And so, I mean, it's, you don't have to reteach anything. It's, you know, coach says this is how it is. You don't have other coaches' influences. And so, you know, that's been a good thing for our kids because they understand my philosophy. They understand how I want to do things. And some of them are starting to think like me, and that might be a little bit scary, but, you know, some of them are starting to really pick it up and, you know, at times, you know, some of our offensive linemen will come over and say, Coach, do you want to run this play now? And, you know, is the exact play that I was thinking. And so, you know, they've done a good job. They're starting to pick it up, and there's starting to be improvement there, and that's what we're looking for.
We are 18 days away from August 19th. That's when you guys will welcome in Manti. I mean, that's a very tough opening game. When do you start paying attention to the schedule? I know right now you're focusing on fundamentals and getting the kids in shape, but 18 days is not long away.
Well, we've been on film already, so we've watched film from last year on Manti. We've watched and looked at some of the things that we can and can't do, kind of looking for tendencies as to what they'll do. You know, 18 days is not a long time to prepare for a team. And then, you know, you're 5-6 days preparing for the next one. So we've watched quite a bit of film on Manti. We've seen some of the tendencies. We understand, you know, what Coach Meekum's looking to do. He's been around, you know, for around 20 years. And so not a lot's changed within his offense. You know, you kind of see the same thing down to Emory. Not a lot's changed within their offense. So, you know, we can see some of the tendencies and some things that we're going to look at. And, you know, just trying to out-physical the team.
You guys had a lot of success against Manti last year.
We moved the ball from 20 to 20, which was, you know, okay. We needed to be better inside the 20. But, yeah, we felt pretty confident about moving the ball against them. We felt pretty confident, you know, with pretty much every team we played about moving the ball. It's just, you know, we got into some of those tight situations where we'd get down inside the 10, 15, and we'd jump off sides, push ourselves back, and, you know, a lot of the games that we played, and we beat ourselves. We didn't, you know, physically or you know, got outplayed by other teams. We would make mental mistakes on our own and take us out of the ball game.
Well, Coach, it's great that football is officially underway. I mean, we're getting set to go, as you mentioned, 18 days away from the season opener. You guys are going to be practicing throughout the week from 7 to 10 in the morning. Is that correct?
Yep, 7 to 10 in the morning, and then we'll have a couple of two-a-days next week. And then we'll have the blue and white game next Friday. I believe that's the 12th or 13th right in there. It'll be on that Friday around 7 p.m. You know, we'd love to have everyone come out and watch and, you know, just enjoy Carbon High School football.
Coach, it's always so much fun to talk to you. Thank you again for the time today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you calling. And remember, go Dinos.
And go Dinos, definitely. That's Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football program. Again, Carbon will open up the season on August 19th. They'll welcome in the Manti Templars. And that's how the season will get off and rolling for the Dinos. Year number two under the watch of head coach Josh Huntsman. We've got to pause for just a moment, but we have plenty more coming up when we return here on Drive Time Sports.